You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Last winter, we introduced you to a Boise Middle School student who created the Lonesome Larry Project. Topher Jones decided to save the sockeye salmon by selling socks. In just 1 year, Topher has raised more than $12,000 to protect the sockeye and other threatened fish in the western United States. Well, today, Topher and his mom, Karen, are joining us once again to talk about the very latest in this project and to share some pretty exciting news. Welcome back to the program.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Hey, I have to give a full disclosure because I actually know Topher and his family for a few years. Topher and my son are in the same grade. So just wanted to put that out there. So for anybody that's wondering. So first, Topher, for people who may not be aware of the Lonesome Larry Project, can you tell us what it is and what made you decide to start it?
Absolutely. So 1 year ago, So in fifth grade, I was taught all about fish in the science year. Mm-hmm. And in the summer between fifth and sixth grade, I visited the Sawtooth Fish Hatchery by Stanley, Idaho. And on a board, it showed a sign that said, that showed how many fish had returned to Redfish Lake, and I noticed that in 1992 only one sockeye salmon returned to Redfish Lake, and I later figured out that that fish was named Lonesome Larry by the press, and he inspired me to start the Lonesome Larry Project, and I sell socks and donate 100% of the profit to research and conservation to help save the salmon.
And then, so the big news here is that you were just awarded a really prestigious prize. You were named a winner of the 2020 Gloria Barron Prize for Young Heroes. Now, for people who aren't aware of that, the Barron Prize every year honors 25 outstanding young leaders who have made a significant positive difference to people in the environment. And then the 15 top winners each receive $10,000 to support their service work or higher education. Now, Topher, I know that you had to apply for this, and you did in the spring. When you applied, did you think, you know what, I've got a good chance of this? But or was it just like, well, I might as well. I've done this project, and then you get the call that you're a winner.
Well, I thought it was just something that might be fun to do, because like I always have a chance, and it turns out that I was one of the 500 applicants across North America, and I was one of the 25 winners.
Karen, when Topher came to you to say, hey, mom, I want to start this project, what did you think? Was it just one of those other, like, I mean, you've got a few kids, right? I've got a couple kids. They come up with some crazy ideas. So when he said, mom, I want to do this, what did you think?
Well, I actually, you know, it's funny because a lot of times Topher comes up with lots of ideas, and a lot of times, I'm quick to say, no, I don't think that's going to work. maybe keep thinking. But then when he came with this one of, mom, I want to sell socks to save the sockeye, I was like, whoa, that is a great idea. I can get behind that. Yeah. I think it's in our family, I think we really value our earth, our natural resources. And so I think it was a topic that was very much in alignment with our values. And so it was actually one of those, aha, that's a great idea. I can get behind that.
So then Karen, when he decided to apply for this, I mean, as Topher just said, 500 applicants, and he was named one of the winners. That's always a long shot, but the worst that can happen is that you don't win, but you try.
Absolutely. I think all of our jaws sort of dropped when we got the call on it. And I just think it's really cool. First of all, I think it's really neat that there's an organization out there that's really, that's trying to find kids and young people that are doing something and then really encourage them, support them, you know, help them in their education, help them in their cause, and really come around behind them. I think that's a, you know, the Barron Prize team, they're just, it's an amazing group of people. And you look back at these kids that have won this, and it's just really, it's really amazing. It's an honor, and what a privilege to be involved in it. So.
And Topher, I think your mom makes a good point, right? That to have a group in an organization that recognizes what, you know, what youngsters do, what youth do, because I think a lot of adults would be surprised that a 12-year-old kid, and frankly, you were 11 when you came up with this idea. What do you want adults to know about kids?
Well, I want adults to know that we need to educate, believe, and support our kids, because kids can do amazing things. Like, I really would like to thank the Gloria Barron Prize team, because they recognize young people who are making a difference.
And another thing, Topher, that I know you really wanted to stress is that, you know, our fish and our natural resources are in trouble, and you want to make sure folks know that there are numerous organizations, even just within our state, right, that people can support.
Yeah. There are lots of them, like the Idaho Fish and Wildlife Foundation and the Idaho Conservation League. There are also a lot more that I haven't named. And you, it's really good to support them, because it's really important what they're doing.
Yeah, okay, so
to jump in, I know that Topher just hopes by, you know, people wearing these socks or by buying these things, that it helps give a big reminder of what that we need to do our part to help protect our natural resources. Mm-hmm. And there's organizations out there that are deep into helping, and so to really support those organizations as well.
And I have to tell you, the socks are apparently the most comfortable socks in the world. My kids have a couple pairs, and I have to like physically make them take them off so I can wash them. So you did a very good job with picking out the socks. Okay, we've got about a minute left. Topher, do you get to choose what you're doing with the money, or did your mom say it's going in for your education?
I don't think we've decided yet.
Okay.
we're still talking about it. It's definitely not my mom saying it goes to your education, because I definitely want some of the money to definitely go towards this really important cause.
Yeah.
So we haven't decided yet, although I bet it's not just going to be towards my education.
And put it back into what you're doing for the project.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's one of the, that's when this is, I mean, it's something that allows him to, number one, keep going, you know, it helps fund what he's doing. It also gives him a chance to give extra to these organizations that are doing all the really hard work. Mm-hmm. And then will also help with his education as well. So.
Well, I want to thank both of you. We've been talking with the founder of the Lonesome Larry Project, the sock guy, 12-year-old Topher Jones, and his mom, Karen. We will put a link on our website so that folks can continue to support you. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.